Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Benson with my colleague and friend Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The King Charles Report. The King is handling this as he must. The Archbishop of Canterbury resigned as the crisis over a Church of England child sex abuse scandal engulfed more senior clergy. There are many names involved here. The Archbishop said in his resignation, it had become clear that he, quote, must take personal and institutional responsibility, end quote, for the, quote, long and re-traumatizing, end quote, period after he was informed of allegations in 2013. More than a decade ago, during which the miscreant in question was not brought to justice and survivors were repeatedly failed by the church. This is a surprise to me, Gregory, but what can the king do for the people who are now without an archbishop?
Well, the fact is that Justin Welby has always been a very soft, if you like, Anglican leader, very left of center and so on. So I think the king needs, coming into power as he has, he needs to have his own Archbishop of Canterbury and somebody who he can feel confident would act in a role which would restore the nobility and credibility of the Church of England. Now, to be clear, this incident over which Justin Welby resigned was not attributable to miscreants within the clergy. It was a barrister, a chap called John Jackson Smythe, who was a Canadian-born British barrister, who basically ran a trust within the Anglican church, the Iwern Trust, which ran camps for young men. And it wasn't that there was allegations so much of sexual abuse, although that might have also been part of it. But what happened was that John Smythe, who was also, by the way, a circuit judge, he basically would beat these boys with severe corporal punishment and all manner of psychological abuse and physical abuse for acts which were sins in his mind, and this led to a lot of very damaged young people. I mean, there were eight of the 100 plus young men who were, over a short period of time, inflicted with hundreds of thousands of beating, of strokes of the whip and so on. So it was clearly something which was unacceptable, and when it was pointed out to Archbishop Welby, he did not report it, and basically they did get rid of Smythe, and he went and retired in Cape Town, South Africa, where he died, even as the British police were investigating the whole case and would have brought him to trial. But he died unpunished, and Archbishop Welby was blamed for having kept that secret so that the problem could not have been dealt with properly and openly, and that the victims could have had some sense of redress. So this is not to be confused with the type of sex scandals that we've seen in the Catholic Church. It's a very different sort of crime, but no less reprehensible for that. Anyway, the King's now got an opportunity to weigh in on and approve his selection of the next Archbishop of Canterbury as his role of head of the church. He is defender of the faith, which means head of the Anglican Church. So although he's very supportive and inclusive of other religions in the United Kingdom, his role of defender of the faith means that he has to take charge of this, and he will. And in fact, he's taking charge of so many more things. What we saw on Sunday last was that the king led the Armistice Day services at the Cenotaph. Now, Armistice Day is what the Americans call Veterans Day.
We have 1 minute, Gregory. Go ahead. Yeah.
So the king led this service at the War Memorial in Whitehall, and with many members of the royal family, with 8 former prime ministers and the like, all laying wreaths and so on. It was seen as a very symbolic gesture. The king is putting his stamp on the national character. And what we're seeing, that this is counterbalancing, if you like, a lot of the weaknesses which the government of the United Kingdom is showing, and the king is rising well above British politics, as his recent tours to Samoa for the CHOGM meeting and Australia showed. He is now an international leader of the Commonwealth and of the Dominions separately from Britain. So he's really moved himself well above in the political and psychological and prestige stakes from the government of the United Kingdom.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.